Back at the Ray Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast booth inside the Romano Gymnasium, getting ready for tonight's game. Here are tonight's starting lineups. Bemidji State with the starting five that they have had all season, and that's quite a luxury. Brooklyn Bachman, a 5'9 junior from Manuka, Illinois. Trinity Meyer, a 5'9 sophomore from Hayward, Wisconsin. Sydney Czar, a 5'6 junior from Shakopee. Claire Wolhow, a 6-foot sophomore from Staples. And Taylor Bray, a 6'1 junior from Anoka. Again, it is Bachman, Meyer, Czar, Wolhow, and Bray for Bemidji State. Beavers coached by Chelsea DeVille in her fifth season, assisted by Jamie Schultz and Michael Poncelet. Starters for Duluth, Ann Simonette, a 5'7 junior from Brooklyn Park. Peyton Call, a 6-foot junior from Stoughton, Wisconsin. Brooke Olson, a 6'2 sophomore from Rice Lake, Wisconsin. Katie Stark, a 5'11 senior from Hayward, Wisconsin. And Mason Thiessen, a 5'7 sophomore from Sauk Center, Minnesota. Again, it's Simonette, Call, Olson, Stark, and Thiessen for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs coached by Mandy Pearson in her fifth season, assisted by Jesse Matthews. Beavers in their black uniforms with white numbers and letters, green trim, green stripes across the shoulders, down the sides and across the bottom of the shorts. Duluth in their gold uniforms with maroon numbers and letters, maroon stripes down the side of their uniforms. Tonight's officials are Ryan Overly, Adam Soto, and Chuck Morley. Beavers will be moving right to left in the first half. Beavers look to continue a two-game winning streak. And, of course, as we mentioned early in the pregame, Duluth, a 9-game winning streak coming into tonight's game. Teams head out to the floor. And stepping in, it is Brooke Olson against Taylor Bray. Officials are ready to go. Step in. Ball is in the air. Tap is controlled by Duluth, and we are underway. Beavers come out on a man-to-man defense. Bulldogs working the ball around the perimeter. Thiessen into the lane, kicks it out on the right side for Stark. Stark drives to the basket. She's cut off. Back out to Thiessen. Now in the right corner to Simonette. Simonette around a pick. Gets it back to Olson. Olson fakes a three. Now passes top of the key to Thiessen. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Thiessen around a screen. Still in the lane. Takes it in. Shoots from 12. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound is saved, but on the end line was Katie Stark. Ball over to Bemidji State. No score, 9:26 remaining first quarter. Again, Kevin Reed with you from the Romano Gymnasium. Thanks for joining us this evening for tonight's Northern Sun doubleheader. Brooklyn Bachman on the right wing for Bemidji State. Duluth in the man-to-man defense. Taylor Bray takes the pass on the left block, loses control. It's on the floor, scooped up by the Bulldogs. Thiessen with a pass ahead, looking for Ann Simonette. Tipped away and out of bounds. The officials will say Simonette touched it last after Claire Wolhow deflected the basketball, so it goes over to Bemidji State. Still no score, first quarter, 9 minutes remaining. Wolhow on the left wing for the Beavers. Top of the key, Bachman. Bachman on the left side to Trin Meyer. Meyer dribbles to the top of the key, down on the right block to Taylor Bray. She rolls to the basket, shot no good. And out of bounds, last touch by Taylor Bray over to Duluth. Have to check the baskets, may have some lids on them. 8:46 to go, first quarter, no score. Neither team can find the net. Thiessen on the dribble across the timeline, left side, passes to Stark. Stark on the right side to Call. Call back to the top of the key to Simonette. Beaver stay in the man-to-man. Pass to the top of the key to Stark. Stark looks inside. And the ball's knocked away and stolen by Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman on the dribble for Bemidji through the center circle off on the right side to Taylor Bray. Bray back out to Bachman on the left wing. Bachman, top of the key, Trin Meyer. Meyer now toward the center circle. Head coach Chelsea DeVille calls the offense. 8 seconds to shoot. Meyer with the basketball down the left side of the lane. Spins into the lane from 4 feet, and it's good. Trin Meyer, first 2 points of the game. Beavers lead 2-0, 7:50 first quarter. Bulldogs with possession. Top of the key to Call. Call looks inside for Olson. Olson heads toward the basket. A whistle and a foul on Bemidji State. Looks like it'll be on Taylor Bray, and it will. That's her first, team's first. And Taylor will take a seat, replaced by Rachel Hadela. Hadela, one of the three players with 13 points in the last game against Crookston for Bemidji State. And quickly, she's on defense. Pass on the right block to Katie Stark. Stark has to kick it back outside to Simonette on the left wing. Simonette just to Thiessen on the right wing. Now top of the key for a three from Katie Stark. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Sydney Czar for Bemidji State. Czar in a hurry up the right side. Passes left wing now to Trinity Meyer. Meyer looks to Hadela on the left block. Hadela loses control of the basketball. It's stolen by Duluth. Thiessen with the basketball. Passes ahead for Olson. Her shot, no good. Rebound, Sydney Czar, Bemidji State. Trinity Meyer now on the left wing. On the dribble now into the left corner. Bachman top of the key. Right side, Claire Wolhow. Ball's knocked away and out of bounds. It'll stay with Bemidji State. Beavers lead 2-0, 7 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Duluth 0 for 4 from the field so far in the game. Meyer on the dribble, 15 on the shot clock. Meyer on the dribble, left wing. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Meyer still with the basketball, passes to Hadela. Hadela heads toward the basketball, heads toward the rim. Hadela with a rebound, puts it back up and in. Rachel Hadela with her first two. Beavers lead 4-0, 6:35. First quarter, pass knocked away and out of bounds by Brooklyn Bachman. It will stay with Duluth. 24 on the shot clock for the Bulldogs. Inbounds pass to Simonette. Simonette hands it to Thiessen. Thiessen on the left side to Stark. Stark back to Simonette, top of the key. Right side, Thiessen. Top of the key for Call. Call back out to Stark. Pass across to Simonette on the right block. Her shot is up and in. Oh, 21, I'm sorry. Peyton Call, not 11. It's 21. Call with her first two. Beavers lead 4-2, 6:05 first quarter. Trin Meyer top of the key with a basketball for the Beavers. Right side to Bachman. Pass inside's knocked away and stolen by Olson. Olson still on the dribble with a basketball. All the way to the basket. Puts it up around the rim. No good. Tries to get her own rebound, but Kanata goes out of bounds. And over to Bemidji State. Checking in for Duluth, Taylor Schneider, a 5'9 senior. And also Sarah Groh, a 6'2 junior for Duluth. Sydney Czar with a basketball. Pass on the right wing to Hadela. Top of the key to Meyer. Left side, Czar. Czar top of the key, Bachman. Bachman in the left corner to Wolhow. She heads down the baseline, passes to Hadela, who heads to the floor. And a foul is called on Duluth. Peyton Call with a foul, her first, team's first. Common foul, Beavers will inbound to the left of their own basket. Shot clock resets to 20. Trin Meyer, top of the key with the basketball for Bemidji. Left side, Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman over to Sydney Czar on the right wing. 10 seconds to shoot. Czar into the lane. Shot from 6 feet is good. Sydney Czar with her first two. Beavers lead 6-2, 5:20 first quarter. Schneider on the left wing with the basketball. Passes to Stark at the top of the key. Stark will shoot a three-pointer left side and hit. Katie Stark with a three-pointer. Beavers lead is 6-5, 5:05 remaining first quarter. Beavers with a basketball. Hadela on the right wing to Meyer, who heads down the lane, back out to Bachman. Bachman fakes a three, heads into the lane. Shot is no good. A whistle and a foul on Duluth. That'll take us to our media timeout. 4:53 remaining first quarter. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score, Bemidji State 6, Duluth 5 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course. I just enrolled in ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go.
Try something new.
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz at 444-0202.
.453 remaining first quarter. Beavers lead 6-2. Bemidji State shooting 3 of 5 from the field so far. Duluth 2 of 7. Beavers have 6 rebounds already to only 1 for the Bulldogs. And we come back to free throws for Brooklyn Bachman. Line to the left. First free throw for Brooklyn is good. Beaver basketball brought to you by Skeeter Stitch. They make you look good. And by Ray Sport and Marine, featuring Lund Boats, Crestliner, Bennington, and Misty Harbor Pontoons. Both free throws good for Brooklyn Bachman. Beavers lead 8-5. Little full court pressure now from Bemidji State, a 1-2-2 three-quarter court. Bulldogs get the ball across. Sarah Groh with the basketball back out to Stark. Stark over on the left side to Call. Call back to Stark on the right wing. Now to Thiessen. Thiessen. Over to Snyder for a three-pointer left side. No good. Hadel a rebound, Bemidji State. She outlets to Trin Meyer, who passes ahead to Bachman on the right wing. Over to Sid Czar on the left wing. Czar back in the corner now to Coley Rezebeck, who just checked into the game for Bemidji State. Rezebeck, a sophomore from Sunrise Beach, Missouri. And she passes over to Sidney Czar, who gets it back to Rezebeck. Top of the key. 10 to shoot. Meyer with the basketball. Trinity Meyer on the right wing, dumps it down for Hadel, a pass too strong and out of bounds. Turnover, Bemidji State. Call will check out and Simonette will be back in for Duluth. Snyder gets the inbounds pass and dribbles across the timeline right side. Hands off to Stark, now off on the left side to Thiessen. Thiessen passes to Simonette. Simonette on the left wing into the free throw circle. Back out to Snyder, top of the key, right side. To Thiessen. Thiessen passes inside to Groh. Her shot no good. Good defense from the Beavers. And Brooklyn Bachman has the basketball for Bemidji State. Right side to Sid Czar. Pass on the left corner now to Rezebeck. Rezebeck looks inside for Hadel. Hadel about 12 feet out. Passes to Bachman left wing. Bachman on the dribble. And she's called for a travel as she tried to pass to Sidney Czar. Claire Wolhow back in the game for the Beavers, along with Taylor Bray. So it's Bachman, Rezebeck, and Czar out there with Wolhow and Bray for the Beavers. Left wing, Snyder with the basketball. Hands off to Thiessen. Thiessen dribbles top of the key, tries to pass underneath for Stark. Pass off the mark and out of bounds. Turnover to Bemidji State. They only have one turnover here for Duluth. That does not sound right. And five for Bemidji State. That sounds close. Not sure about that. Anyway, Beavers with a basketball. And they lead it 8-5 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Rezebeck on the right wing. Hands off to Bachman. Bachman passes to Bray. Bray at the right elbow. All the way to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Too strong. And Claire Wolhow offensive rebound. Back out to Czar. Right side Bachman over to Wolhow left corner. She fakes the three, dribbles in, passes out to Rezebeck on the left wing. 10 to shoot. Bachman with the basketball, top of the key. Brooklyn Bachman dribbles inside the three-point line. She is tied up by Katie Stark. And alternate possession will keep the basketball with Bemidji State. Brooke Olson back in for Duluth, replacing Katie Stark. Beavers have 5 on the shot clock, 2:40 to go on the game clock. Czar gets the inbounds pass back to Bachman. Bachman around a screen. Shot from 16. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound. Simonette for Duluth. She passes ahead for Groh, who heads to the basket, puts it up and in. Sarah Groh. Her first two. Beavers lead 8-7, 2:20. First quarter. Wolhow right wing, hands off to Rezebeck. Rezebeck on the right block to Bray. Bray back to Bachman, top of the key. Bachman into the lane, cut off, outside to Rezebeck. Now to Czar, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Czar around the screen, now to the left wing. Gets it to Bachman right side. Bachman underneath for Bray. She turns around, puts it up and in. Taylor Bray with her first two. Beavers lead 10-7, 1:50 to go first quarter. Pass underneath to Groh. She juggles it a bit, now pulls it in. Underneath passing to Simonette, no good. Rebound to Schneider. Schneider back out in the corner to Simonette for a three, and it's good. And Simonette with her first three. And we're tied at 10 with 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Sydney Czar through the center circle, now off on the left wing. Hands off to Rezabek. Coley Rezabek on the dribble. Into the lane, takes it all the way to the basket. In and out, no good. And a rebound to Groh for Duluth. She outlets to Schneider. Schneider to Thiessen. Thiessen now on the right side to Schneider again. Schneider looks down on the right block to Simonette. Top of the key, Groh. Groh tries to dump it inside. It's knocked away and scooped up by Sydney Czar for Bemidji. Czar in a hurry the other way. All the way to the basket, lays it up, hits the bottom of the backboard. Rebound to Thiessen for Duluth. She passes ahead to Simonette all the way to the basket. Reverse layup. Her shot hits the bottom of the rim, and then it's rebounded and put back in by Sarah Groh. Bulldogs lead 12-10, 45 seconds clock running here in the first quarter. About 20 seconds difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Wohlau top of the key, left side to Czar. Czar back to Wohlau. She'll pop a three-pointer. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Thiessen for Duluth. Now about a second difference between the game clock and the shot clock, and the shot clock is at 20. Bulldogs content to run the clock down here, 10 to shoot. Pass to Groh at the left elbow. Now she passes top of the key to Thiessen. Cross court to the right block to Groh. Groh underneath the basket, puts it up and in. And that will end the first quarter. We have played 10 minutes. Bemidji State had a lead for a while, but Duluth came back. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score after one quarter. Duluth 14, Bemidji State 10 on the Beaver Radio Network.